It's like a Friday. It's a Friday type of noise.
How long has it been rated 4 or higher?
Some of these songs I rated 4 stars are not 4 star songs. I need to redo some of this stuff. Ugh. Set the phone here, we'll move this drink here, we'll put this iPad here. Hello! Welcome to my car! Would it be weird if I made this stuff like super show-like? It was like, had like a real agenda. It's like, welcome into the car cast, we're here ready to talk about the local farm reports and, you know, local business trends. Get, take some of your calls a little later. Yeah, and a soundboard, just, you know, just really go for it. That is, like, the actual end goal, make no mistake. I think that would be, the fucking dumbest way to proceed. Would be to have a soundboard here in the car. Yeah, self-driving cars would make all of that possible. If I could really focus on the show instead of the, you know, the driving aspect of it. But you know, that's the price you pay for being a pioneer. For being on the cutting edge, the bleeding edge. You know, when people don't have to drive cars, everyone will be doing a show out of their car. Bootleg streamed. Oh my! I'm calling the feds. I'm calling the feds. The federales. Show today brought to you by Backlit. No. Offer code CAR PARTY. Yep, the feds are in the 707. They work out of Vallejo, Magazine Street. That's why that E40 album was called Federal. Not a lot of people know that. So, what do you think about that ticker? Just kind of like way into current events, but like the shittiest of current events. Just go full morning show. Ted Cruz sex scandal, huh? What's everybody think about that? And have like no take on anything. That's really crazy. I mean, I guess you gotta, you know, look at both sides of that one. I mean, you know. We're your cup of morning Joe in the morning here in the car. Well, it wouldn't be the first time the Oval Office has seen a little hanky-panky, am I right? I'm so conflicted about Trackmania Turbo. It's in some ways it's the trialsification of Trackmania, like the final stage of that, and that's great. Like they made the campaign matter in a way that it hasn't. By finally kind of just pivot, you know, working off of a friends list and
all that sort of stuff
outside of Mania Planet and all this other stuff. You know, they made the campaign matter because you want to be faster than your friends and all that stuff. And they came up with an interesting solution for, like, the server stuff. You know, like, everyone had to run dedicated servers for Trackmania in the past. And that gave them a tremendous flexibility. But also, like, that's a high bar. You know, because it's like you're installing SQL servers for record keeping and all this other shit. It's not quite as easy as just, like, installing a package. A guy has made, like, Trackmania server in a box that kind of comes with all the, you know, the prerequisites and all that stuff. But, like, it's still a hassle to run a Trackmania server. The web interface is often, you know, there are a few different ones, but the web interfaces that I've seen for, like, managing a Trackmania server have been bad, and like, it's stuff that, like, just could be tighter, and could be handled in-game if there was, like, just a stronger UI pass, or that stuff was, like, built more into the game itself. So, whatever, the way Trackmania works now, or the way Trackmania Turbo works is actually really smart. Because they've got a bunch of servers that they host for the game, right? And it is what it is, whatever. So what you do as a user is you go and you say, here's what I want the server to be flagged as, like what type of race type, and here are the tracks I want on the server. So you go like, you know, I want to add these 10 challenges from the single player, here's two tracks that I made, and here's a couple of user-made tracks that I've favorited. Put them all on a thing, put them all on a playlist, and hit go. And then the server starts up somewhere else, and it's running. And then people can join it and play those maps, and then that's that. You know, they can join, they can quit, whatever. And if everyone leaves the server, it goes back into like a standby mode. So if anyone has favorited that server, because it's really just, you know, it's a list of tracks, right? It's not, there's nothing else to it than that. So when someone says, I want to play on in this room, it goes and spools that server back up. Or, you know, it takes its resources. It's like, okay, well, you know, we've got server resources available. Apply them to this set of tracks. It's like a really elegant way to do that. But it doesn't come with enough user options for, like, so I can't edit the tracks on a server after it goes. Like, once I've hit, yes, this is the room, that's it. I would need to go create another room and then move everybody, you know, like, tell people, like, hey, this is the one's not the one anymore. And there's no, like, free text way to name your servers or your tracks, which is fucking terrible. So, so it's smart. It takes a custom playlist, effectively, yes, and like, lets multiple players connect to it at the same time and do stuff, you know? So you see them driving, just like you have in every other Trackmania game, with multiplayer. With good multiplayer. So, like, that's a smart way to do it. You don't get, you know, custom music, and that sucks, but, like, you know, whatever. Also, it helps that this Trackmania game has, like, the best soundtrack of any fucking Trackmania game. Like, they went out and licensed a bunch of fucking... it comes from a world where the French stayed on top when it comes to electronic dance music. All fucking Ed Banger and all... Just fucking great. So, that lessens the blow a little bit. That they actually went out and licensed some Breakbot, some other shit. You know, it's like good fucking stuff. But then there's just a bunch of stuff that makes it harder to do the things you want to do. Like, finding user-made tracks is an atrocity in that game, because you can't name them. So the one track I made is named Zero. The next one I make will be named One, and so on. You can favorite me as an author, and then there's a menu buried deep that will show you, like, your favorite authors or favorite maps or, you know, whatever it is. But you can't. But you can't name your tracks. So it becomes harder to find them. It's harder to curate a good list of tracks. You know, Mania Exchange, the external third-party website, community site that someone made to kind of house user-made Trackmania maps for Stadium, for Trackmania 2 and 1 even, you know, has a system of voting and all this other stuff. And more importantly, like, a lot of the Trackmania 2 servers have plugins that allow for persistent record keeping. So when you connect to a server, it knows not only, like, you know, it knows how well you've done on that server, but also there's a dedicated record keeping across the internet. So any server running that track can pull in the top times for that track. This has neither of those things. So every time you connect to a track, like, so I made a map, and then I made a room that was just that map, thinking I could edit it later, and then realize, like, oh no, I can't. So it's just a server running the one map I made over and over again. Every time it restarts, it has no, like, recollection of your past performance on that track, or if anyone else out there, like it seems like there's no leaderboard for user-created tracks, which is, like, nuts! And I'll grant you, the Trackmania 2, I don't think shipped with any of that stuff, either, outside of the campaign, but it's, like, community functionality that got bolted onto that game that I think is, like, super vital to maintaining that thing. It's like maintaining, like, an ongoing interest level. You know, you want to come back to that server and know how well you did before, and know if you're beating your old time. As opposed to, I mean, you know, like, it's, you still have to set a new time to get, like, points at the end of the race. Whether it was better or worse than your best didn't really matter for that aspect of the competition. But, you know, you want to see, like, what's the fastest time on this track? And that also helps for, like, is there, like, a cut in this track? Is there a shortcut I can take that, you know, shaves, like, 15 seconds? Because then you see, like, the haves and have-nots in terms of knowledge. Like, you'll see, like, the spot on the leaderboard where it jumps from everyone's finishing this track in 8 seconds to everyone's finishing this track in 48 seconds. And you're like, oh, there's a problem with this track. It's a place that has challenges where you can have leaderboards for user tracks. So, yeah, you can create challenges, time limited. Well, you know, I think you can set them to no limit, now that I think about it, which may be a, like an end around some of this stuff, but you have to invite specific people to that. Well, you know, I'll experiment with the challenges section also, because there are, like, worldwide challenges and stuff like that that show up, too. So, like, maybe that's the way to get that stuff, but that's not multiplayer. So you don't see other cars on the track, which, in the console versions of Trackmania Turbo, probably matters a little less because you can't chat. You can just hit the stick in to say, hello! Instead of a horn, there's no horn. In the PC version of Trackmania Turbo, it has all those same limitations, but you can chat. There's text chat. You can still click in the left stick to say hello in a separate little chat thing, but then it has, like you see the edges of real Trackmania creeping into the PC version of Trackmania Turbo. Like, the launcher, the config screen looks similar in that it launches outside of the game and there's a bunch of drop-down menus for GPU sync and all sorts of other fucking weird shit. And menu options where you're like, well, it says I can turn it up to 16 times FXAA, but then there's an NA next to that, and I don't know why. Is that still the thing I should choose? Or NA means I should choose the 8 below it? It's a lot of weird stuff like that, but... But yeah, you know, it would be like there should be persistence to leaderboards for user tracks no matter where you play them. And instead, it's got like this arcade mode, which is like almost like a rounds based thing of, you know, you get a certain number of attempts on a track, which for the harder tracks is unreasonable. Like, it's like, hey, what's your best time in 3 credits? It's like, well, with some of the tracks people can make with that editor, you're going to need more than 3 attempts to finish it at all. So that's not a viable mode for for what I think of as the typical Trackmania user tracks that I encounter in Stadium. I think it looks fucking fantastic. Like, there are a lot of parallels to, like, Wipeout XL here. Not in terms of, like, the style itself or the type of game it is, but in terms of, like, just presenting something that is cohesive and somewhat futuristic and, like, inviting. Like, a cohesive, like, design aesthetic while also, like, matching the music to that. Like, that, it's a very, that to me reads very, as like a Wipeout XL sort of situation. I hope they patch it. I hope they patch in more stuff. I just don't know if they are. And there's it's pretty damning in the grand scheme of things, but like, you know, it's confirmation that this is what you think it is. You know, there's a comment from one of the developers on some of the Steam forums. Like, someone's asking, like, hey, so are we going to get, like, you know, stuff in the PC version? Is the PC version going to support this, 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 and this? And the response is like, no, we would have to maintain a separate development branch for the PC version if we did that. It's like, oh, so you're literally just, you are just porting. This is just, you know, the same game across all platforms. Like, you know, it's you played up on the PC. Which is just like, fuck, man. And like, you go to maniaplanet.com and the front page of that site has zero mention of Turbo. And I mean, probably not a lot of people visit that website anyway, so whatever, but you know, I'm sure if you go to trackmania.com it probably does say it, but I don't know. It's there are a lot of quirks and a lot of nuance and stuff about Trackmania that is lost in this version of the game. And some of it is stuff that, like, it's okay to lose some of it because they've made strides elsewhere to kind of make it a tighter product that, like, is easier to understand. And that's I think the real gap with Trackmania. Like, when I say the Trackmania is crazy, like, it's, you know, whatever, it's a fucking driving game. Like, you know, it's a point A to point B. Like, it's weird that it's not, that there are no collisions. It's weird that it's focused on time attack. And online servers devoted to this asynchronous experience, you know, because that's not, most driving games don't do that. Even the multiplayer modes in Trials are synchronous. I mean, they give you separate lanes and all that stuff. It's sort of a separate thing, but it is about getting ahead of the other guy. Whereas this is a little more, you know, you can restart at any time and restart your run at any time in a Trackmania track. So it's a different thing. And that is crazy. Compared to, you know, like, where the driving market is gone. Like, Trackmania is like this, like, you want to call it a throwback, but it's not even that. It's like, it is its own thing. Singular in that experience, almost. Not to say that other games haven't had time attack modes and all that other stuff, but the way Trackmania puts it in the forefront and applies it to user-made tracks and applies it to, like, their online, like, their server-based experience. There really isn't a lot out there like it. VR not listed. Well, keep in mind that at no point did they say that Trackmania Turbo would support the Vive or Steam VR. Like, if you look at there's a post on Steam from them from November where they say it will support Oculus and PlayStation VR. And I don't know, like, there's nothing in the PC version of Turbo that says anything about how to make the VR stuff work. So I have a question into Ubisoft. And to Oculus about that. About how that stuff's going to work. Because that's not the Oculus store. Steam is not the Oculus store. So it's like, you know, like, I'm enjoying aspects of Trackmania Turbo that I have not enjoyed in previous Trackmania games. Like, because I have a PS4 friend list and don't really have a Mania Planet friend list, like, I can race against the ghosts of other people that are playing the game in the single player section of the game, and that's been a lot of fun. Like, that's like, you know, it's Trials-ish in that way. And that's been more engaging, that's been more exciting, more enjoyable. Some of the tracks in that single player mode are taken from other Trackmania games, which is maybe a little disappointing. But, you know, I'm willing to concede that maybe not a lot of people played the campaign area in the campaign section of Trackmania 2, any of its styles. So, especially on consoles. But yes, the VR thing, the VR question for Trackmania, I have a feeling that is like about to be mapped across a lot of different games and a lot of different storefronts over the next couple of days here, where it's like, hey, what's going on? Will modding solve Trackmania Turbo? It's not moddable in the same way. It's not seemed to be built for user add-ons.
The same way other Trackmania games have been. Like serving up cars and skins and stuff like that. It just doesn't seem like it's built for any of that. Or if it is, it's something where you would mod it on your end and no one else would ever see it. And, you know, you're not running your own server. You're not running a dedicated server, so the amount of control you would have over a multiplayer room is, like, negligible. And it is at least twice as much money as Trackmania 2 Stadium. Or it is potentially infinite dollars more than Trackmania 2 Stadium, which I believe is available as a free demo right now, where you can play Stadium as much as you want, but if you want to play Canyon or Valley, which no one does, you can kind of just play it. So that giant bomb server for Trackmania 2 Stadium is live right now. Red Coin, I believe, is the name he is currently using. Cryptocurrency enthusiast. It's frustrating because, like, this could have been the moment, you know? And for people that have only played Trackmania on consoles, this is the moment. Because those other Trackmania games on consoles have been bad. Like, there's a game called, I think it's even called Trackmania Turbo for, like, DS and Wii. It's not the thing you're looking for, like, at all. But it's weird where, like, this game is out and, like, there are things that are great about it, but, like, really, it's almost a stepping stone back to Stadium, back to Trackmania 2. Like, it should be the gateway drug to, like, when you've sucked up all the Trackmania Turbo you can, and you fucking need more, and Trackmania Turbo is just not doing it for you the way it used to. You're just not feeling it the way you used to. Then you're ready. And you'll understand enough of the concepts of Trackmania to where, like, things in the UI and things with the way the controls get configured and stuff like that will make way more sense. Yeah, Trackmania Stadium's $5 right now. That's a fucking solid deal. And you won't get the roller coaster lagoon area, which is new for Turbo, and it's neat because it uses magnetic tracks, or it has optionally magnetic tracks, so you can drive up walls and stick to them and drive, you know, like curve around in a way that was not possible before, and that's really fucking neat. And I wish they would backport that to Trackmania 2. Or, I mean, open up Turbo. Like, man, if they, like, put in a bunch of work on Turbo to, like, bring back the mania, bring back the planets. Thank you.
$5 is a great fucking deal for that game on Steam. And Stadium's the one you want. I mean, they sell them separately on Steam, and it's a weird thing. But you don't really need Canyon, you don't really need Valley, unless you really like the single-player aspect of the game and the way those cars handle. Stadium seems to be, probably because it is so cheap. But it's the one that does have some form of multiplayer, you know, like ongoing multiplayer. It's not huge. You know, I bet Turbo will kind of bring people back to Stadium in a way. Like, I loaded up Stadium a bit last night. It does seem like there were more people playing it than there had been. But even when times are tough, it seems like there's at least like one server full of people. But then if you just go to maniaplanet.com, they're talking about like limited demos and stuff like that that can still access multiplayer. I don't know if there's an hour count, I thought I read that it was like a set number of hours per day that you could play. So you can even just go try that out for nothing if you got a PC. And that's a great price. But whatever, $5. At some point, like, they've been at it for so long, and you know, like, I'm happy to buy. I was happy to buy the PS4 version of Trackmania Turbo. It was one of those things where, like, Ubisoft didn't send out a review copy for it because it's Trackmania. I don't know why they didn't. Normally we get games from them kind of automatically. At or just before release. It's usually, you know, not an issue, but Trackmania did not get sent out. And, you know, that's if I had probably inquired more about it prior to release, I'm sure they absolutely would have sent one. That's not me saying that they're trying to bury it, but it is what it is. Anyway, rather than email them and say, hey, I just bought it, and I was happy to do so. Like, for the number of hours I've put into Trackmania games over the years, like, I want that team to stay intact and continue to, like plink away at Trackmania, continue to, like, grow that thing and build that thing out and figure out, you know, how to make it better and bigger and weirder. Does it run the Ubi launcher and then the... No, there's... it launches out of Uplay. But you pick from the Steam menu whether you want to just launch Turbo or launch the launcher. Or launch the config, actually. So it's not a launcher anymore. Trackmania 2 had the launcher that would pop up. And you could either, you know, hit your settings or just hit play game from that thing. It added the same thing. Like, there was a Steam option for just launching the game, but then from the config thing, you could launch the game. And this thing, in Turbo, I think the config thing is just a config thing. And then you have to hit save and then hit play on Steam again, and then it'll launch the game. Which, considering, like, Uplay is a shim in the middle of all this, makes some kind of sense, I guess, as to why it would be clunkier. And then there is a Trackmania Turbo demo, and I don't know what the limitations are there, if you can play multiplayer or not. But there is a demo of that on consoles. 1 hour canyon only. Oh. Huh. It's not a great demo.
I'm in this tunnel.
Stadium demo on Steam, yeah.
I've got a Diet Coke here that I'm drinking in the tunnel. In a cup with ice, straw of sorts. I mean, it's just a straw. There's nothing weird about it.
Bus just getting in the lane here, cutting me off effectively. That's a cool move. Thanks a lot. No, really, it's cool. Rank of Fighters Pocket Tournament. I mean, it would be foolish to rank a game so soon after its release. Like, they may make balance patches. There's, you know, can you really rank anything that isn't at least 5 years old? I don't think so. Games need to settle into place. They need to mature. If you ever get totally lost on a Trackmania track, try backing up at the start. Or looking for, like, sometimes they'll put text on the screen that talks about a GPS, which is where you can watch an author's, like, the author's run of the track to see where you need to go. Or just try to follow the other players, you know? In most cases, it's if you back up. And you have to restart at the end of it. You know, you have to kind of manually hit the restart button after that playback completes.
imagine Nintendo would want to wait for the new generation of NVIDIA GPU stuff. I mean, Nintendo has to be pretty far along already at this point. Like, a lot of the specs are probably well locked down by now.
You're trying to catch my eye, but I ain't looking up for love. You're trying to work my why, but I'm a losing boy you just can't touch. Haven't heard a word before, so now I'm looking after mine. I don't know what you came to find, but oh, you'll have to wait a while. Because it's too soon, too soon. I can't forget the times. Can't forget. And you're too new, too new. Can't let you come inside or stay the night. And you think that I'm teasing, but I ain't got no reason. It's too soon, too soon.
Also, I bet the track editor in Turbo is not as capable of doing weird camera shakes and drawing a bunch of text on the screen and, you know, recording a GPS type thing. And without that stuff, that's a problem for the more complicated tracks. Like, you need to be able to see that run for some of those tracks to make sense at all. I mean, maybe that stuff is, you know, I've not seen that many user-made tracks at all, to be honest. But the ones I have seen have not had any of those, like, more advanced features. But, you know, I guess on some level that makes sense. It's a console, and those are complicated things. I don't actually know how you do those sorts of things with the PC editor. If that's something you do outside of the editor and import, or what, I'm not actually sure how any of that stuff works.
Thank you.
wonder how many Rifts are shipping out day one. Maybe we'll just be able to count the Eve Valkyrie leaderboards and figure it out that way. I gotta go. It's Friday, so we're gonna do a show and stuff. I'll see you later.